This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Waging War on Corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Get up, storm on the loose. Sirens in my head. Grab some silent talk. Look at
the I tell you, there's nothing more entertaining than risking your life. You're never more alive than when you are standing right next to the Grim Reaper. And this country, this world, standing next to the Grim Reaper. Coming up, I got tons of mainstream news saying World War III could be imminent. And again, you've got to admit it's imminent to stop it from happening. We've got the White House-funded groups trying to start a race war in this country, new developments there. We've got just a bunch of news I'm going to get to in the next segment. And then we've got our reporters coming on from two different cities. We've got two different teams investigating the Scalia death. And again, folks, I'm a media person. I've been doing this 21 years. It's unprecedented to have crickets out there on no autopsy and the story changing and all the weirdness and it being a commando black ops guy, donor that Obama made a special award for, who tells us the whole story of how Scalia died with a pillow over his head. I mean, maybe he did die of natural causes, and this script was written to make us think they killed him. Because, I'm sorry, Richard, I'm ranting. I want you to come back on if you can in the fourth hour when Rob Dew's on, because you've got so much good stuff to say and so much has happened. But in the few minutes we've got left, what else do you have to add, Richard, there in South Carolina?
Well, with regard to the Antonin Scalia situation, the Supreme Court justice that passed away made an untimely death by who knows what means, you know, it was just pure irony that on any other given day, Barack Obama probably has a roll of constitutional toilet paper that he picks up his dog's poop out of the White House lawn. You know, he's got two dogs named Bo and Sonny. And then on this given day, though, the justice passes away, and he's out there citing his constitutional duty and responsibility. Just unbelievable hypocrisy that on any other given day, it's just like this is, the Constitution is toilet paper. So it's amazing to see how it's just not Obama. You know, we hear this from Republican House members, Democrat House members. We hear them from both sides of the aisle. They'll come out and actually cite the Constitution on the rare occasions that they think it benefits them. It's just disgusting to see and hear that, and that's why we're hoping to see a lot of establishment characters get flushed down the primary.
And I'm sorry to interrupt you with the break earlier. You were going to finish up, too, with the Bushes last night.
Yes. I've been to enough of these events that I could kind of feel the pulse waning from the Republican establishment. Now, that doesn't mean they're going to go away. They're not going away, Alex. They do still have a delegate strategy, because the New World Order will demand that. And the NWO has an electoral college strategy beyond when the nominees are selected. We can talk about that in upcoming shows. But for now, we'll talk about they still have a delegate strategy. We see how they can turn out an audience. They've proved it twice now. They've proved it more than twice. I've seen it before. But in New Hampshire, they proved how they can turn out their establishment audience. They proved this last week.
It's like the movie Gladiator with Maximus, where they just keep piling more and more people in trying to kill him, and they can't do it, and they're turning him into a hero. It's totally obvious that it's rigged.
No, and it really worked out in so many ways, though, because I think that really did get Donald Trump upset, and that's why he started breaking out with some 9/11 truth.
They have no idea. They have no idea. I had it telegraphed. Yeah. I'm just going to say that. Well, 3 months ago when you brought the Trump folks in here.
It was telegraphed, but them bringing in that audience to really kind of light the fuse to Donald Trump, that's what really just super.
No, I agree. I'm just saying the establishment, that's why they're so scared of him. They know Trump actually knows what's going on.
Right.
Richard, I want to come back, actually, because the delegate process, you're an expert on this. You know, you've been a delegate. You're involved, precinct chair, all that stuff. You have been obsessing on this for the 14 years I've known you. Or no, I've known you, like, you've been working for us off and on 14 years, but I've known you longer than that, but you've been obsessing on it for 14 years. Come back, spend 5 minutes on the delegate process, how that finally woke folks up when Hillary lost by 20 points but still got more delegates in New Hampshire. Then I'm going to hit all the news I haven't gotten to yet. Richard Reeves from South Carolina. I'm Alex Jones. I think it's pretty clear now, if you're a new viewer or listener, we're doing pretty important stuff here. The enemy doesn't want this stuff getting out. Please help us spread the video and audio links in our articles.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Longevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Longevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You'll be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip, and you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
People like Barry Goldwater and countless others 40, 50 years ago wrote books, they gave speeches, they warned us about everything happening. Then the CIA, run by British intelligence and others, was able to take over the Republican Party through National Review and other movements. They double-crossed Richard Nixon because he didn't want to shut the country down, kicked him out for minor crimes compared to what they planned. This has all come out. Kissinger set him up. And now they intend to basically finish the country off. They've already moved their industries overseas and to make the country a minor power. Everything they've done is to destroy the nation. But there was a generation of libertarian conservatives and just patriots that heard Barry Goldwater, who was in the Senate intelligence meetings and was told all this stuff, We're going to merge world government. We're going to take rights away. We're going to end the family. And he said, you're crazy. He went out and told everybody. And it was others as well, not just him. But the John Birchers and others were just 100% dead on. I mean, just absolutely, they had it, boom. Because they had all these insiders in government that weren't traitors giving them the actual battle plans. It's literally, they had the battle plans. And so the media then demonized for decades that group, people that were awake, but they knew, they'd seen the documents. Oh, now you see everything they warned about coming to fruition. And the globalists admit they're about 15 years behind because of those movements in the 50s and 60s. And now look how they were a good-sized wave, but nothing compared to the waves that came. And now they're not going to just have superdelegates and steal elections and just say, conspiracy theory on the news, and then steal the nomination. Now there's going to be a debate about how the delegates work. There's going to be a debate about how the parties in 1972, the Democrats changed the rules where the party decides with the superdelegates. The public's going, what? You mean it's rigged? Yeah. See, now we can have these debates. Now we can expose what's happening because of the countless people that wrote books and had radio shows and called into radio shows and called into C-SPAN and got made fun of and everything. You look at the culture now, we've taken over. So they go, no one will question Scalia's death. It was natural, no autopsy, an anonymous phone call, nothing to see here, move along. We went, hey, that looks pretty suspicious. Shut up, kook. And then now detectives all over the country, head detectives in New York and D.C. are coming out saying, this is outrageous. This is totally stinks to high heaven. Oh, you weren't able to shut us down. And here's the deal. Put a bullet in my head, set me up, put me in prison. They got lots of stuff, you know, they've been trying to cook. The problem is their own system won't do it, and their own system knows we're good, and there's people in there exposing the criminal elements, so they more and more are actually on their heels. They're not just flat-footed. They're in trouble. That's why they're doing bold moves and letting everybody know they killed Scalia. Or if they didn't, they came up with a, because they're smart, with a report that makes it look like they did. Do you understand how key that is? And there was a pillow on his face, too. I'm at the lighthouse getting special awards for myself. I mean, you'd have to be a moron not to see this message, just like the Godfather. They're getting attacked. They're getting taken out by another family. All of a sudden, there's a, this just got delivered. Open it up. It's brown paper with a bulletproof vest with fish in it. They go, what's this? It's a Sicilian message. It means Luca Brasi sleeps with the fishes. You know, you think it's just the Italian mafia that sends messages? That's the oldest thing in the world. The Romans, you know, would salt the earth. You know, the British would put your heads on pikes. Buy the impeller to put people on spikes. It's a message. I'm surprised they didn't have a severed head of a horse in the bed with him dead. Or maybe cut his head off, like Arkansas, and say it was that. Richard, just encapsulate the delegate process, why it's so important, and it's got to excite you to see it one of the biggest stories now when Hillary arrogantly steals an election in New Hampshire and, you know, steals it in Iowa. People aren't buying it anymore. I mean, the veil's really coming back because they're having to exert all their fraud now to stay in control.
That's right, Alex. And ultimately what it is when you've got these state primaries and state caucuses, picture them more like just beauty contests. These are beauty contests that lead up to the big conventions. And it's those delegates on the convention floor that ultimately make the decision who their nominee is going to be on the Democrat side, Republican side. Now, traditionally, for the last however many decades, for decades literally, the establishment Democrats have controlled their delegations in the Democrat Nomination Commission convention. And the same thing on the Republican side. We've seen that. They've just taken it for granted that they're large and in charge, that they cannot be overthrown. But the good news is that InfoWarriors, patriots, and revolutionaries on both sides, left and right, whether they're wrong or incorrect, they are infiltrating these operations. The question will be, is will they infiltrate the operations in big enough numbers to make the difference? I think absolutely it's got to happen this cycle on the Republican side. And fortunately, we've had warm-ups to this. We had the 2008 warm-up with Ron Paul. We had the 2012 warm-up with Ron Paul once again. And, Alex, that's another thing that needs to happen is there needs to be a conversation with Rand Paul here because potentially the Rand Paul faction, in my book, would have probably represented about 20 to 30% of the delegates showing up to Cleveland. So Rand Paul dropping out, that could be a big loss to our cause if those folks stay home. If they don't act, that could be very detrimental, because it's going to be those patriots, those liberty seekers and info warriors that get up to Cleveland that are going to overthrow the president.
You know, I actually agree with you, and obviously I want to call Rand Paul up, but
I think it needs to happen.
I'm
going to
reach out. I'm going
to
reach out to him to come on as a guest on the show. I may have to go through back channels and get around his would-be handler, some of his staff. Some of them are good. Some of them are just atrocious. And I'm just honest about that because I respect Rand Paul. He's a great man. I wish he would become president. I know that he's good. I trust him. Here's the deal. We know Bernie Sanders and Hillary are pure evil. We know the whole power structure is against Trump. Trump is now getting more Rand Paulish, exposing the stand down on 9/11, exposing these wars are wrong. And so, maybe if he came out and said, I'd like to meet with Trump. I know we've disagreed a lot and I've said some bad things, but maybe he'll actually listen to me a little bit. Like when we used to play golf, maybe I could get behind him because, he just said some things that rub me the wrong way. Have an olive branch. Do that, because the way his polls have also fallen in Kentucky precipitously since he came out against Trump 8 months ago is attacking Trump. Trump represents populism, Rand. I know your politicos don't tell you this, but you're a smart guy, Dr. Paul. He represents populism. And it doesn't mean you have to fully endorse him, but just like Lou Rockwell, who helped get your dad elected, said here just last week, Donald Trump's the best of what we got. And you can't go against him because he represents populism. That will hurt you. You will probably lose the Senate if you don't go anti-establishment and just come out and just endorse Trump. Okay? I mean, you need to do it, and it needs to happen, and because I want you to stay in the Senate. And then down the road, you're so young, end up being president, man. Come on. Use your brain. And I don't like to sit here and lecture people, but I know what I'm doing from 21 years old, building one of the biggest independent media operations that reaches 28 million people a week conservatively, and is changing, the world with our empowered listeners that believe me. I don't know how you could see that any different. Okay? I'm sorry, Richard. I've got news to cover, and I'm ranting. It's just that...
I'll tell you what, Alex. What you just covered is so important. I don't even know if you realize how important it is. I'm telling you. The Rand Paul faction, they can send 20 or 30% of the whole delegation that shows up in Cleveland. 20 or 30% of that could be made up of Rand Paul folks alone. That's a big chip in Rand Paul's corner, and they could deliver a Donald Trump nomination. So it's super important they get there. As a matter of fact, my thing is if those folks don't go up there, then the RNC could very well have the same operation that they did here this past Saturday in Greenville. The same operation they did in New Hampshire two Saturdays ago, they could just have a total repeat of what went on with the stacking.
Absolutely. I mean, Rand Paul is a great guy, and he shouldn't make it a contest, over egos. But I would say the same thing, the Trump people. So when you talk
about our country's at stake, Alex, our country's at stake.
The Trump people need to behind the scenes do an olive branch to Rand Paul.
It needs to be a two-way street. Whoever does it, let's just get it done because it's got to happen. It's got to happen.
What about Ted Cruz? I love the stuff he does against the Federal Reserve. I love how he exposes al-Qaeda being globalist run. I love how he stands up for the Second Amendment. I just love so much of what he's been doing. And then to see him pull really nasty tricks. I mean, other people could have pulled those tricks. Those are standard tricks. And then he just, man, there's just something so, you talk about robotic. Rubio's like the dumb robot. And then Cruz is like a super robot because he always knows what to say and always what to do, but then behind the scenes leaves a trail of really nastiness.
Alex, that is very interesting to find out what's going on, and he doesn't necessarily. The only thing he's ever, kind of taken the responsibility for is what happened with Carson up in Iowa. But you do have to wonder if there's not other dirty tricks by other enemies doing some of these shenanigans. We never had confirmation one way or the other about. Donald Trump said that there was some really nasty robocalls going out that are implemented by the Cruz campaign. I haven't been able to confirm that one way or the other, and so it's just interesting to see.
What is your bottom line? What is your bottom line on Cruz?
Well, the bottom line is this, Alex. You and I talked about it several years back when Cruz was running for Senate. I like what Cruz had to say. If nothing else, he's waking people up. If nothing else, he's bringing home the liberty message, basically almost 100% almost InfoWarrior message. So, Ted Cruz, keep saying what you're saying. Keep bringing people into this revolution of taking our country back.
Absolutely.
And you know what? If you betray us in the long run, at least you woke people up.
That's a good point. I mean, Bernie Sanders is an avowed communist who openly never worked until he was 40, until he got a government job, wants to put us basically in forced labor camps. I mean, that's what socialism and communism is. It's Hillary, just a flaming, crazy tyrant, just a bloodthirsty, bloodbath demon.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story of how SelectQuote goes to bat for you buying term life insurance. A while back, a man called me who had had prostate cancer. He asked if I could beat a very high quote another life insurance agent had given him. I said, let me see. Well, I took his pertinent information, then shopped the highly rated, price-competitive companies we represent, and found one who pre-approved him for a premium way below what he had been quoted. When it comes to term life insurance, no other company touches SelectQuote's experience and expertise in finding the right policy at the right price for almost anyone. How about you?
For your free quote, call 1-800-654-1632. That's 1-800-654-1632. 1-800-654-1632. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Are you looking to sell body armor? Want to make extra money selling body armor at your local gun shows? With low minimum buys and great returns, KD Armor is the answer. Make money in your spare time. It's American-made body armor with the quickest turnaround in the industry, which means you get your product when you need it at very competitive rates. And they'll ship it to you for free. If you own a business, give them a call today at 855-488-KD. That's 855-488-2284. Or go to KDArmor.com. Come and take it.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Today, more than ever, it's imperative that you protect your digital privacy. EDEC Digital Forensics Signal Blocking Anti-Radiation Anti-Surveillance Faraday Bags shield the contents of your phones, tablets, and key fobs from 4G, Wi-Fi, GPS, Bluetooth, NFC, and more. Find us at edecdf.com/radio or call us now at 805-222-4584. That's 805-222-4584. Radio listeners get 20% off your order.
Wayne Madsen is joining us here in a moment, investigative journalist for InfoWars.com and WayneMadsenReport.com. on the ground in El Paso, Texas, where Scalia's body was taken. And there's been no investigation by the media of what was done with it or trying to actually talk to the folks at the funeral home. He's successfully done it. He's got big news here for us in a moment. We've also interviewed, now I'm told, what I think, both the judges that were just announcing he was dead and all the rest of this. And our crew is on its way to the ranch as we speak. Two different crews, five people total, right now there on the ground in Southwest Texas. Madsen's by himself. He'll be linking up with the team tomorrow. That's why he joins us via telephone. But look at this article out of the New York Post. Detectives question lack of autopsy in Scalia's death. Bill Ritchie, a retired deputy chief and former head of criminal investigations for the D.C. police, said he was dumbstruck when he learned that no autopsy would be performed. Oh, and then we've got another head detective, and then another head detective, and we've got the New York top retired detective. I mean, I've already gone over all this, but the point is, dumbstruck. See, I said I'm dumbstruck by them instantly announcing no foul play, go to sleep, nothing happened, an anonymous call said. I mean, that just is insane. And then I said, Saturday night, I said, if they claim no autopsy real fast, get ready. And then the rest of the story started changing. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, this is ridiculous. And then they go on to point the pillow over the head. Why would you tell us there was a pillow over the head? I mean, this is just unbelievable. Joining us is Wayne Madsen. Wayne, great job getting out there so quick, because I think I got to take a few flights from where you were at on the East Coast to get to El Paso. Again, our team's a few hundred miles away from you in this giant state. You're going to be meeting up with them soon, actually out there at the ranch itself. But, Wayne, tell us exactly what you've discovered since you got on the ground.
Well, I dropped by the funeral home where they actually took Scalia's body from the ranch, Cibola Creek Ranch, which as you said, it's 3.5 hours drive from El Paso. And it's a very remote area. But what happened with the body is the closest funeral home to the ranch, Alpine Funeral Home in Alpine, Texas, which is probably about a 20-minute drive from the ranch, sent a Cadillac hearse to pick up the body. But, you know, I mean, what's odd is they could have, there's an airstrip over there near the ranch. They could have flown the body to El Paso, but, they chose this sort of motorcade of a Cadillac hearse and an accompanying white SUV that drove 3.5 hours to get to El Paso, where, of course, there was no autopsy performed. Now, I just stopped by the funeral home where he was taken, Sunset Funeral Home, I actually spoke to the guy who embalmed Justice Scalia's body. And
well, good job. I mean, nobody else has done that I know of. Good job, Wayne.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it gets even more interesting. On the outside chance, and of course, I have to preface this by saying the funeral home is preparing an official public release statement, so, you know, to protect the privacy, honor the privacy of the Scalia family. I was not given any details per se, but I did ask about what is the normal procedure to get rid of the bodily fluids after an embalming. That would be, you know, the blood and other fluids drained from the body. To my chagrin, I discovered that the bodily fluids were basically flushed into the El Paso municipal sewage system. So no special precautions taken. They weren't sealed for possible future analysis. Even though an autopsy wasn't performed, I understand that the blood could, and urine could yield some toxicology results.
Well, obviously, that's a huge deal. Headline, funeral home, Scalia's bodily fluids dumped down the drain.
Basically down the drain, yeah. And that is Texas law. There is no, as far as biohazards or any of that, I mean, that's another interesting side. Sidebar to this.
Well, we're about to go to break. Come back and tell us more of what you discovered, but just briefly, how big a deal is it that detectives all over the country, senior detectives, you know, over homicide investigations, are saying this is just dumbfounding what's happening?
Well, I hope to get Mr. Ritchie, the retired homicide detective in D.C., I hope to try to contact him at some point, because he's certainly dealt with enough of these high visibility deaths in the District of Columbia for a number of years.
I didn't think of that angle. Stay there. Let's talk about that straight ahead. Absolutely. He's an expert. He ran the division. So think about that. And he's saying this totally stinks to high heaven. And he deals with all the murders in D.C.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to supernaturalsilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
Thousands of years ago, there was a basic form of chivalry. Our ancestors would hear the drums of war, giving the warriors of the tribe a chance to organize and prepare a defense. 60 years ago, when foreign air forces were approaching filled with bombs, they had drums of their own, air raid sirens. But in the 21st century, there are silent weapons for quiet war. Pathogens added to the food and water, to the lining of plastics that destroy our vitality, turn off our hormones, and accelerate our journey towards death. I personally counter this onslaught with Anthroplex. Anthroplex is designed with known organic concentrated herbs to create the basic foundation to normal metabolic activity inside the human body. Discover why Anthroplex is turning so many heads today. It's time for us to take our bodies back into our own hands. And it starts at InfoWarsLife.com with Anthroplex.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal. And in celebration of President's Day, get a 20% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, we've got 5 reporters and crew down in Southwest Texas. It is just a gigantic area. In between towns, routinely, we are talking about hundreds of miles. Now, we have a video Skype connection right now with David Knight, and we're establishing that right now. Joe Biggs is down there. They are closer to the ranch, about to be there. But then we also have Wayne Madsen, investigative journalist, who is in El Paso, which is going over the amazing fact that they did indeed embalm him. The media was trying to find that out, and they wouldn't say. And that his blood, and I guess what was in his guts, the rest of it, was, I guess, just dumped down the drain. You know, just don't want to save any of that, see what happened. Just found the pillow over his head. And we've got all these prominent detectives, some of them heads of homicide, former, current, you name it, just saying that they're, quote, dumbfounded. And it's the speed of all this. It stinks to high heaven. We're going to be talking about that here in just one moment. But first, I didn't even plug last hour, folks. You listen to every other show, they plug every 10 minutes, and I get it because they can't fund themselves if they don't. I'm so focused on the news, I don't focus on funding us. We have the highest quality products, whether it's nutraceuticals, Patriot T-shirts, you name it. You're going to find anywhere, and your purchase is essential to what we're doing. It's a very expensive to run a media operation like this. And look, notice how I was working Saturday night. Boom, hit them, and now that broke through, and the Scalia thing's being looked at now. And that gives political cover for folks to come out behind me, like police detectives and others. That's my job, hitting barbed wire. I mean, I am a shock troop, make no mistake about it. And I want to be a shock troop. I'm just saying, provision us, pray for us, support us, buy the products. They're great products. All the estrogen mimickers and chemicals, I mean, this is just all natural. It's changed my life. The type of products like Supermel Vitality, Anthroplex, the newest product, the Brain Force, the other amazing products, Secret 12, Winter Sun. We've got the new Hillary for Prison shirt, another a new shirt out that's very popular. That's a limited edition. Available at InfoWarsLife.com or InfoWarsStore.com. But Anthroplex is expected to sell out really by tomorrow, except for the few hundred we hold back for those who have signed up for AutoShip. So now is the time to secure your bottle today before we run out. InfoWarsLife.com. We are being forced to take down the Supermel and Anthroplex combo special in order to hold back bottles of Anthroplex for AutoShip customers. But for this week only, you can get Super Male or Super Female Vitality for 20% off at InfoWarsLife.com. Start fighting back and rebuilding your foundation. Visit InfoWarsLife.com and secure your bottle of Anthroplex or Super Male Vitality before we sell out. That's InfoWarsLife.com today. And again, whether it's non-GMO seeds, the widest selection, wide selection of high-quality water filters, everything you need, folks, we just sell and promote stuff that I like and use, and then we just get you lower prices on it. Whether it's colloidal silver or lung cleanse or oxy powder, funding us, you see the results. You see the studios getting built and being bigger. You see more reporters, more articles, more breaking news. And every day, every week, we're making international news and hurting the globalists. I mean, we are in here like vicious pit bulls savaging the enemy. And they're hacking us in the head with hatchets and kicking us and shooting at us. We're just, we're not backing down. We're committed. We love it. We were born to fight. We're going in. We're not stopping. We're going in through and beyond. Collision course. It's never felt better. That's just a don't cry for me, whatever goes down the road. Just support our info. Support our crew. Support us. That's what we ask for in your prayers. InfoWarsLife.com. There's a bunch of other specials as well that are just running today. InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWarsStore.com is the big umbrella site. So check it out today. Finishing up with Wayne Madsen, and then he's going to be linking up with our crew soon, writing articles for InfoWars.com. This is obviously big news on the whole situation with the funeral home. Wayne, other points that I'm going to shift gears to David Knight and crew.
Yeah, one other thing I noticed about the funeral home that they took Scalia, it has a side. What they call, if anyone's seen VIPs when they come into a hotel, they usually erect a tent or they go through a tunnel. So you can't really see the person leave the car or enter the car. Well, this particular funeral home, which was basically recommended by an unnamed friend of Scalia, a close friend of Scalia. I don't know if it's the other unnamed, the same unnamed friend who traveled with him from Washington to the ranch, So the hearse would have pulled in. There was media all over the area, but no, you would not have been able to see either the casket being removed from the hearse and taken into the funeral home, nor would you have seen who accompanied in the hearse and the SUV Scalia's body. That might have yielded some information, of course, about the identities of who was with him and who maybe this unnamed friend of his was who came down from Washington. Now, I think it's important to note that in the past, Scalia has often traveled to Texas to go quail hunting and dove hunting, and his hunting partner, who is his very close neighbor, lives very close to him in McLean, Virginia, is Dick Cheney. Now, Scalia was not, as far as I know, at that ranch where Cheney shot the old lawyer, Harry Whittington, who's still alive at the ripe old age of 88. I understand that when Cheney was asked what he thought about the death of his friend Scalia, his answer was not really what you would consider a eulogy. He said no comment, which, again, is unusual.
What do you make out of all this, Wayne?
I'm wondering right now, I think we also have to focus on this John Poindexter, not the felon from Iran-Contra, a different one, not the retired Navy admiral, but we should focus on him and just what was going on. Here, Scalia, a long three-day weekend because of the President's Day holiday Monday, but it was Valentine's Day on Sunday, and he decides to come down for this, like, the boys are going to get together and go quail hunting, and leaves his wife up in Washington. The last time I ran into somebody who was not with his wife on Valentine's Day was with the boys, so to speak, was back in 06, Valentine's Day, February 06, and it was Dennis Hastert who chose not to be with his wife, who stayed at a hotel in Washington after flying into D.C. From Chicago. She said, "I'm staying alone tonight in a hotel." So
very, very interesting. Now very expanding on this, you're going to be following up some other leads, linking up with the team, and continuing to report over the next few days for us. So we'll look for that report at Infowars.com on the bodily fluids of the Supreme Court justice dumped down the drain, basically into the river there in El Paso, right, Texas. Wayne Madsen, thank you so much for getting down there so quickly.
Okay, you bet, Alex.
Thank you. And again, if Wayne has more to add, he can pop in the next hour with Dew as well. I know he's got a lot of stuff developing, and the same thing for Richard Reeves, because there's so much unfolding. Now, we go to Marfa. It's a lot closer to the ranch, and then obviously they're going to be going towards the ranch, but once you're there, there's no internet, so what happens there will obviously be hard to get out until they get back to a town that has some basic internet. We have, again, a Skype feed for radio listeners. You can go to Infowars.com/show and actually see David Knight. David Knight is in Marfa with Joe Biggs and, of course, Josh Owens. And we appreciate you guys going down there. No other media is willing to do it. I know Savage was saying he'd like to see somebody go down there, so you guys may be popping in with him today. But you just heard what Wayne Madsen had to say. I know that you also have gotten an interview with at least one of the judges. So thank you so much for joining us, David Knight.
David Knight, Infowars.com. We're here in Marfa, Texas. Behind me, the pink building that you see there is the county building. We tried to talk to the judge there that pronounced Scalia dead without seeing him. But earlier in the day, we went down to the judge that was called first, Juanita Bishop. We talked to her and asked her, why didn't you do it over the phone? In other words, you know, the obvious thing here, Alex, that everybody is talking about is she said, well, she made a comment, I would have had an autopsy done. I would have looked at that. But, of course, she also would have gone. She got the call first, and she said she was too far away, so she called another judge, who is David Beebe. He was also too far away. So then they called this third judge, Cinderella Guevara, whose offices are behind us, and she did it all over the phone. So why wouldn't these other two not do it over the phone? And, of course, the answer to that is that they would be more careful about what they're doing. Alex, we have the presumption of innocence for individuals. You're presumed innocent until you're proven guilty. Of course, we've lost that now in America. We've turned everything upside down. All individuals are suspect by our government, but our government is never suspected of anything. And that's what these people who are looking at it, these retired police officers, are saying. You don't let this go. You assume that it is a homicide until proven otherwise. And that's the real issue here.
That's right. And these top police detectives around the country, including D.C. detectives, you name it, who are over, in some cases, the entire squads, the entire group, are saying you never do this because we don't even have names. It's a phone call at first. The story changes. There's a pillow on the head. And the fact that they act like it's weird that we ask these questions is suspicious. And the police go on to say, and what's weirder is the media is not asking questions. I mean, this thing stinks to high heaven, David Knight.
Well, there's a lot of issues here, Alex, that we're trying to get answers to. For example, these calls started going, you know, first to Juanita Bishop. She got the call around 1 o'clock, and then they talked to the other judges. So from 1 o'clock until 3 a.m. the next morning, which is 14 hours, they had that amount of time. By that time, they knew who they were dealing with. Somebody made the decision that even though a Supreme Court justice died alone, they were not going to do an investigation. They were not going to do an autopsy. We want to know who did that. Who was making that decision? You've got four different individuals.
Oh, but there's no investigation. The media, the local police won't do it in that area controlled by the Democrats. And we've got the photos of this Poindexter character in Levy, you know, squeezies with Obama, and Obama made a special award, you know, just for him and presented it to him. This guy's a huge donor. What do you think's going on here?
Well, the interesting thing is that Poindexter, the accounts that we have seen that have been by mainstream media have said that he contacted the federal agencies, said he had a lot of trouble getting a hold of people and federal agencies because it was a Saturday. But eventually he did get a hold of people. He said the feds flew in with a helicopter, so forth and so on. And yet we're being told that the decisions about phoning in this death certificate and all the assumptions that were made about this body without ever having seen it were on the basis of a sheriff's deputy talking to Cinderella Guevara. So we want to know what's going on. You've got the Cinderella Guevara, you've got the sheriff, you've got the U.S. Marshals, and then, of course, you have the family, which is also involved in this. Who made the decision that there wasn't going to be an autopsy? When was that decision made? They had 14 hours from the time that they started calling the judges until the body arrived in El Paso, and that was the point at which the body was embalmed.
And there wasn't even a discussion ever about having an autopsy. Normally, that'd be all over the news.
Yes.
But they'd act weird if you even asked for that.
Well, you know, the amazing thing is it's always suspicious when a judge at any level gets killed, because judges set in a position where they make decisions that can destroy people's lives. And so they make a lot of enemies in the course of their work. But when you got a Supreme Court justice, this Supreme Court justice is deciding the life and death of entire industries. He's deciding the life and death of global agendas. Exactly. And as a matter of fact, he just had a decision like that a few days
ago. And he said, no, we're not shutting down all the carbon plants. No, we're going to defend the Second Amendment. No, we're going to control the border. No, we're not going to let the TPP run everything. And they went, oh, really? You're dead.
Yeah, exactly. That is what is very suspicious, because you've got him being involved in something that is not only shutting the coal industry down, but that decision that they made to put a stay on Obama's EPA orders to take down the coal industry also had massive impacts on their whole climate change agenda. So that decision wasn't just of national importance. It was of international.
And the globalists, according to the Financial Times of London, have spent more than $60 billion the last 20 years pushing the global warming carbon tax bull. And he just shot it down. And so maybe it's just a message to the rest of the court. You do what you're told, or you're going to end up with a pillow over your head.
All of that is a factor, and that is all of those are reasons why we shouldn't just wave our hands and say, move along, there's nothing to see here, I'm sure this is all innocent. Yeah, he went to a doctor. The doctor did a MRI because he was complaining about a shoulder pain. That and the fact that he's 79 years old doesn't mean that it is necessarily natural causes. That's what we want to ask him. What made you think it was natural causes? Why would you dismiss
I went to a doctor a few months ago for my shoulders. Does that mean I'm going to drop dead?
And, of course, he wasn't feeling bad enough that he wouldn't make the trip all the way out here to this remote area to go quail hunting. So he obviously was not in that bad a condition.
Look, I don't want to just sit here and say it looked like they killed him. But, I mean, the way it just instantly came out, nothing happened, go to sleep, you know, and then there'll be no autopsy, and then the story changed. He had a heart attack, didn't have a heart attack. Somebody called me on the phone and said it was a heart attack. Then it wasn't a heart attack. I mean, can this judge, can she, like, fix airplane equipment without a degree? Can she be a rocket scientist? Is she a doctor? I mean, are we going to have her run nuclear reactors now? I mean, she's a judge. She's not a doctor.
That's right. And that's why there should have been a case. That's why you've got people who are retired from the District of Columbia as well as from New York City who were head of criminal divisions saying this is absolutely outrageous that a person of this stature would not have a full investigation. You don't come in and say there's a pronouncement of innocence here. I'm sure there's nothing going on here. That is absolutely beyond naivete.
That's the red flag. It's saying, don't look here. Everything. It's like if a cop pulls you over and you say, I'm not drinking, or there's not marijuana in here, or I promise I wasn't part of the bank robbery. They're like, get out of the car, get out of the car. I mean, it's ridiculously obvious. It's like, you know, throwing something in a trunk and slamming it when you see the cops and running and racing away. I mean, it is just so suspicious. The whole way, I mean, man. And then this guy was in, like, secret black ops, in Vietnam and is involved in all these big CIA-connected brokerage firms. I mean, key ones. Key groups, yeah, and getting awards from Obama. I mean, boy, I tell you.
This is a very elite ranch, obviously. That's why Scalia and other celebrities are there. 30,000 acres he has here. So, yeah, he's got a lot of connections, a lot of money involved there. But the thing that we all need to look at, and we all need to ask questions about, how did this happen? How could something like this happen? The federal agents were involved long before the decision was made not to do an autopsy. Even if you've got gross incompetence.
That's right. They were involved. It's federal jurisdiction because he's a federal officer. And right. This is ridiculous.
That's right. The federal agency had 14 hours before he even got to El Paso, where they eventually did an embalming there.
And Obama knew within 2 hours of his body being found, but the whole country didn't know till way later. I mean, come on.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense. And so you can look at this and you can say, okay, there's been issues with this judge in the past shutting down what people thought might have been a murder investigation. To say, move along, there's nothing here. You could talk about local incompetence, but the federal agents knew who they were dealing with.
Sure.
They should have shut this thing down.
Well, let me say something about that area, okay? I mean, it is Wild Wild West, folks. You want to see what the old West looked like? Get down to those areas. I mean, it's real. There's a lot of folks down there who want to be left alone. The drugs coming across the border is sensational. And I'm going to just tell you point blank. If you ask me who are the most corrupt judiciary in Texas, I would say Southwest Texas on the border. Okay, some of the best folks are out west, but down there, I don't care if they're white, Hispanic, whatever, it runs across the boards. It is super corrupt, Tombstone, Arizona style, and it's just a perfect place to have a 30,000-acre ranch, too, by the way. We'll be back.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent. And in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Demographic Cliff, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.harrydentresearch.com. Again, that's www.harrydentresearch.com.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Are you a man who's hearing this sound more often? Do you wake up several times a night to pee? It could be your prostate, because an aging prostate can lead to more frequent urges to urinate. So what can you do? Call now and you'll learn how to get a free bottle of Peak Life Prostate, our number one non-prescription formula for prostate health. For the small cost of shipping and handling, a free bottle can be yours. For details, call 1-800-936-5416. Peak Life Prostate works because it has a special ingredient that's clinically shown to support normal prostate size. You'll have fewer urges to urinate, and you'll wake up less at night to go, so you can live your life with more energy, more intimacy, and less flushing. Hurry, get your bottle of Peak Life Prostate while supplies last. Call 1-800-936-5416. 1-800-936-5416. 1-800-936-5416.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drink, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal. And in celebration of President's Day, get a 20% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
We'll be right back.
carry it. Some do. A lot of them are now picking it up. We should add at the fourth hour of the broadcast. Rob is going to be hosting and probably continue on with our reporters. They're about to go down to the ranch after that. There's a lot coming up in the fourth hour today. Please don't forget that we are fully funded by our few sponsors at InfoWars.com and by the products we sell. And the PrisonPlanet.tv nightly news memberships that are $5.95 a month. 20 people can use these memberships. It's you doing this. You're just as important as Kit Daniels or Jakari Jackson or myself or any of the people in this operation. And that's what it comes down to. So please check out the amazing products. We're doing specials that only run for one day at InfoWarsStore.com. And we have another special running for 1 week, 20% off our flagship products, Super Male and Super Female Vitality, at InfoWarsLife.com. Going back to Marfa, Texas, just about an hour away from the ranch where they're going next. And again, pray for them, folks, because who knows what hanky-panky will take place with the local police and the situation. And you leave Marfa and start getting into the other area. I was just talking to Nico, who's got family down there. He won't even go down there. I mean, it is creepy down there. And very dangerous. I mean, this is one of those dangerous areas on the Mexican border where this ranch is on the other side. Voodoo, Santeria, you know, crazy stuff. But I'm telling you, it's not just the Hispanic culture down there that's particularly dangerous. It's the white people that are around there, too. You don't see any black people down there. And it is like in the middle. I mean, I like to go down by Big Bend because it's so beautiful, and Terralingua because it's so old-fashioned and Western. But it's even a little scary and seedy. But you start going over a little bit, it is crazy. So they are pretty close to the ranch now. Joining us is Kit Daniels, and Joe Biggs is coming up the next segment. Kit Daniels, what are your observations?
Yeah, me and David Knight, we talked to the Justice of the Peace, Juanita Bishop. And one of the things I asked her was, do you normally perform autopsies in this county when someone, you find a dead body? And what she said, I'm paraphrasing here, We usually request an autopsy to protect the county, especially if the deceased was not with the physician or under medical care, because they don't know the cause of death for sure.
That's right. So, I mean, if a doctor says we think the person died of this, they may not do an autopsy, but you're found dead at your house. They almost always do, especially if it's a public figure.
And in my view, he wasn't under the medical care because, yes, he had a doctor that claimed, told the judge, Guevara, that he had been sick for the past couple of days, but yet all of a sudden he clears him to go on this hunting trip, you know, out of the
state. Well, then here's the key. We need to get this out. The point that the original judge said they would normally do an autopsy in this case. And I know you guys haven't had time to upload that yet, but we do have that on video.
I got it on audio. So we got a good audio on that.
Well, good job. I know it's hard to get into the courthouse and talk to a judge, so I'm impressed you guys got that.
Yeah, and continuing, she said that they normally request an autopsy if they don't know the cause of death. And Bishop, she told me personally that she usually goes out to see the body because, quote, it's my job.
So she didn't do her job this time.
Well, she said she told us she was out of town or she's on a work-related event or something like that. So she called the other, I believe the other justice of the peace, and for some reason he couldn't show up either. So they end up calling the county judge, Guevara. And she ended up being the one that phoned it in. But according to the Texas Code, Article 4904, death requiring an inquest, a justice of the peace shall conduct an inquest into the death of a person who dies in the county served by the justice if it has multiple line items. One of them is the person dies an unnatural death from a cause other than a legal execution. The body or a body part of a person is found. The cause of circumstances of death are unknown.
There it is.
Yeah.
Texas Code was violated. Headline.
Yeah. Yeah, the person was, it goes on, the person, even if the person was identified or unidentified, you know, the same thing applies.
This is big. I want to get you and Biggs on camera right now together. I want you to finish and then get some comments from Biggs. But I think you guys should continue on into the next hour with Rob Dew coming up. This is real journalism on the ground, and you're seeing what we're digging into here. No other media will dare do it. The police agree with us. The police across the country agree with us.